Good morning and welcome to episode 106 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June the 3rd, 2021. Today's episode is to-do lists. Do they really work? You know by now that I am a productivity nerd of rang. And today's episode is a little bit attached to productivity, even though it's not a new productivity tip as such. Even in a bit more detail, even if to-do lists really work, and a spoiler, yes, they do work. But let's get into it. So to-do lists has been around for, you know, a long, long time. It's anyone has probably used to-do lists at some point in their life or not. And a lot of people is using to-do lists. And if you look back in history, we can track back to like Benjamin Franklin. He was using to-do lists heavily, to-do lists and checklists. He planned his every workday using different type of lists. And that was the main focus to how he planned his life and planned his work. He had a really thorough structure for a lot of things. And also in all modern history, really, there is, you know, records of different types of to-do lists being used. And one of the most fascinating places I have seen is done, or you can actually see it in the Churchill War Rooms in London. And soon maybe you can even go there and take a visit. I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful museum. And in there is a book that one of the staff members did, and they recorded the tasks that they needed to do on the D-Day. And I think that is super fantastic to see. And if you want to see how this looks like, Cal Newport has a blog post on that, and I will put a link to it in the show notes, so take a look there. It's fantastic stuff, really. A side note, though, as a productivity nerd that I am, you can see that the to-dos in the picture on Cal Newport's blog, that the operator there clearly remember and know exactly what to do by looking at these to-dos. And they really did the thinking before, and they clearly defined the action that they want to do. So even if the brain is totally fried, they were able to come back to the list and know exactly what they needed to do by just reading the to-do. And just, have you ever felt the frustration by finding Steve on your to-do list, but having no memory of which Steve you were referring to or what you were supposed to do with it? And that is what you want to try to avoid. And if you look at the picture in the blog post, you will see that this is definitely what they did. They wrote out the full sentence, so it was really, really clear to work with. But anyway, let's get back to the to-do list and today's topic, and if they do work. And as you probably know, there is constant research being done in different type of psychological or cognitive areas. And in one of these areas, they are looking into procrastination. And at the Carleton University in Canada, Shamaruk Chowdhury is doing research on procrastination in a team, really. And they looked at how to-do lists actually impact self-distractions or what is called procrastination. And during these type of research, of course, they did a lot of measurements. And one thing that I think is quite interesting is that they measured the level of conscientiousness in the participants in the survey. And just to extend a little bit on this, conscientiousness is one of the factors in the famous five-factor model that is used to classify different type of personality. So that is one personality trait that you can measure. And one thing that they found when they were looking into the use of to-do list is that it actually has a very positive effect on procrastination. You get less prone to procrastinate. But the more detailed and more formal your lists are, and the more you actually use them and look at them every day, the less you procrastinate. So What they also found was that people with a higher level of conscientiousness was also there was a drawing for them to actually use the lists more, write lists more than the people with a lower level of conscientiousness. So that I think is quite interesting. And another thing they found was that the conscientiousness distribution between men and women in the survey, they were roughly the same. So I mean, they it was quite of the same type of people, the same type of personality. There wasn't a different type of personality between men and women in the survey. But women had a tendency to use lists more. So that I also think is quite interesting. And this can be seen as, you can think about it as like people that is using lists may be seen as more responsible or take more responsibility. So that's a different way of seeing this as. You can find more information about this survey, of course, in the show notes. If you want to read it, it's quite interesting. And this group that has been doing this research, they are doing a lot of research on procrastination. So I heavily recommend you to take a look there if this is something that you're interested in. But here is quite clear proof that the type of lists actually do work. So to-do lists actually do work. They will help you to procrastinate less. And the more you use your lists and the better thought through the things are that you put on the list, the bigger the chance is that you will actually procrastinate less. And just to draw a parallel here with getting things done, this is really one of the cornerstones in the getting things methodology. You should think through your things. You should really know what they mean to you and exactly what you need to do. And then you should write out a clear next action. And you should use verbs when you're doing this. So you should really formalize the lists. And this is one of the things that they found in the survey, that if you're doing this, you are more likely to not procrastinate or procrastinate less. So GTD is really checking all the different lists, what they found in this survey. And I think that is super interesting. And of course, there is a lot more to say about procrastination and to-do lists, but I thought this was just something quite interesting that I wanted to talk about today. So that was all I had for today. And tomorrow I will be back and I will talk about a book, How to Write or How to Take Smart Notes by Sunke Arons. Yeah, you will probably like that episode. It's going to be great. So have a fantastic day and see you back here tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Unca, your daily technology dose.